All right, we are just waiting for attendees to filter in. Just one moment until our hearing examiner joins us. Open over here in a moment. Thank you, everyone, for your patience.
See if that works. A little dark on my end.
We
Is
can
that?
see a dot. Let's see.
That's weird. Never seen it black before like that.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Do you want to?
The hearing examiner website. See, maybe if I did you send me a Zoom invite just recently?
I did. Yeah, I sent one
Okay.
last. I resent it last
That'll
night. You might be able to join with that link.
Yeah, let me go join through that link. Maybe that'll work.
Okay.
So
you don't have the little security cover over your camera engaged, do you?
that's what we were just wondering too.
Oh, let's try
Sometimes the
that.
little slide gets pushed over.
No, that's. Oh,
Yeah,
wait a
oh
minute.
no, no, yeah, we can.
Oh,
There
there it
we
is.
go. Yay.
All right,
All
yay.
right,
Yeah,
now
that
we're in
thing slides. I
action.
don't touch it, but sometimes it just slides by itself. It's. Thank you for pointing that out. Okay, well, I guess we can get started. Looks like. So my understanding is we have a couple ADU applications this morning. And Ms. Walston, did you plan on doing the Griffey one first? Is that the plan today?
No, we actually are going to do Van Cheer first. And if I said
Oh,
that
okay.
correctly, I'm sure I'll be corrected later, but yeah.
All right. Let me get that up. Okay, so the hearing format for both accessory dwelling unit applications, a conditional use for each will be the same. We'll start off with a staff presentation. After that, the applicants will get a chance to address the applications. Then we'll move to public comments. A lot of times on ADU hearings, we don't have any members of the public there, and it would be surprising if that were the case today. After public comments, we go back to staff just to answer questions, provide any rebuttal evidence they find necessary to complete the record. Then applicant gets final word. It's certainly not mandatory. A lot of times the applicants don't find a need to say anything, and then I have 10 business days to issue that decision. So Ms. Lotz here today is going to be the staff presenter on the Van Cheer application, and the file number for that is 23-044403. And as always, for these hearings, I need to identify what exhibits are going to be admitted into the record that will be considered for the final decision. By state law, I'm only allowed to consider evidence that's put into the record. I don't talk to staff or read about the project in the newspapers or anything like that. Everything I know is the information provided to everyone else in the hearing. Now, just trying to get the exhibit list. Here we go. Okay, so page 5 of the Aventure staff report identifies the exhibits that Ms. Lutz found necessary to do a good informed decision on this application. Exhibits 1 through 19, composed of floor plans, geologic examination, project narrative, the SEPA checklist, which is the environmental review for the project to determine whether an environmental impact statement is necessary, some stormwater work, public comment in this case from Kenneth and Janet Dieter. Some more geologic review, building elevation, stormwater conditions, determination that an environmental impact statement isn't necessary, and the notices involved in the hearing. So at this point, I just want to ask if anyone out there needs to see any of these documents or has any objection to their entry in the record. If you're attending virtually, just click on the raise hand button at the bottom of your screen. Or if you're in person, just wave your hand and Ms. Walston will recognize you. And I'm not seeing any takers on objections or people who want to see the documents. Ms. Walston, anyone in the hearing room? Okay, so I'll go ahead and admit exhibits 1 through 19. Ms. Lotz, let me swear in. Just raise your right hand. You swear affirm to tell the truth, nothing but the truth in this proceeding?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Go ahead.
Good morning and thank you, Examiner Olbrechts. My name is Izzy Lotz and I'm a planner with DCD, Kitsap Department of Community Development. I am presenting a request for approval to a conditional use permit for an accessory dwelling unit to construct a detached accessory dwelling unit. Site development review for utilities and access driveway and parking area are included in the proposal. The application was deemed complete on December 7, 2023. A notice of application was distributed pursuant to Title 21 Land Use and Development Procedures, which provided recipients with the project information and an opportunity for public comment. One public comment was received by the department. The comment was in opposition to the project. A detached ADU is a conditionally permitted use per 17410042.102. Pursuant to WAC 197-11-355, the Department of Community Development used an optional DNS process for the project. The SEPA comment period previously occurred concurrent with the notice of application dated December 20th, 2023. The Department of Community Development issued a determination of non-significance on August 22nd, 2024. The SEPA appeal period ended September 5th, 2024. No appeals were filed, therefore the SEPA determination is final. Here we'll see the county aerial. According to the Kitsap County Assessor, subject parcel 4840-000-042-0006 is a 1.13 acre in size parcel addressed as 10697 Horizon Lane West Southeast, Port Orchard, Washington 98367 in South Kitsap, Commissioner District 2. The aerial photo shows single family homes and accessory structures consistent with development in the rural residential zone. The proposed ADU is consistent with properties in the vicinity. The parcel labeled subject site in red is located in the rural residential zone. Adjacent properties to the northwest, east, and south surrounding the site are also zoned rural residential. To the west is a county maintained road known as Horizon Lane West Southeast. And the proposal is to construct a new 845 square foot ADU accessory dwelling unit with a garage below. Here we'll see a critical areas map. The subject site is mapped on its eastern parcel line with both high erosion hazards and moderate erosion hazards. A geologic letter was submitted by Geo Resources dated November 9th, 2023, and was revised on April 24th, 2024, stating that based on the results of the data review and site reconnaissance and our experience in the area, it's our opinion that the site does not meet the definition of a geologic hazard per Kitsap County Code Chapter 19.400. The project is conditioned to follow the recommendations of the report. The site plan for the proposal shows access from Horizon Lane West Southeast along an existing driveway to be shared by both dwellings. Building permit 23-05218 for the construction of the accessory dwelling unit has been submitted and is under review, awaiting approval of the land use application. The site plan also shows 4 parking spaces and will meet the parking standards for the single family residence and the accessory dwelling unit. Here we'll see the preliminary single family residence floor plan. applicant's floor plan shows the existing principal dwelling is 1,698 square feet. Therefore, the maximum sized accessory dwelling unit is 849 square feet. The floor plan also helps determine there are no accessory dwelling units within or attached to the primary. The photo here shows the existing single family residence. At the top, we'll see the front photo, and to the bottom, the rear of the primary structure. And here are some conceptual renderings demonstrating elevation and design style of the proposed accessory dwelling unit. At the left is the north elevation, and we see to the right, the south elevation. And here we're seeing the east and west elevations. The floor plan for the accessory dwelling units demonstrates that the size is 845 square feet, between 102 square feet on the first floor and 743 square feet on the second floor. Also attached on the first floor is a garage measuring 641 square feet. It should be noted that habitable area is defined under 17.4 or 110.319. Habitable area means the entire area of a dwelling or living quarters used for sleeping, eating, living, or cooking. Storage areas and garages are excluded from calculations of habitable area. The proposal is conditioned to comply with the following requirements of Kitsap County Code Title 17.415.015B as amended June of 2022. Number one, there are no other accessory dwelling units or accessory living quarters on the property. Number two, the owner will reside in the primary residence. Number three, 50% of the habitable area of the primary residence is 849 square feet. Therefore, the maximum habitable area allowed for the ADU is 849 square feet. The proposed ADU is 845 square feet and meets this requirement. Dimensions are determined by interior measurements. Number four, the accessory dwelling unit is within 150 feet of the primary residence. Number five, the accessory dwelling unit will have a similar appearance to the primary residence. Number six, the accessory dwelling unit meets all required setbacks for the rural residential zone. Number seven, all health standards for water and sanitation have been met and approved. Number eight, the proposed accessory dwelling unit is not an RV or mobile home. Number nine, the accessory dwelling unit will use an existing driveway off Horizon Lane West Southeast. And finally, 10, the project will be conditioned for any applicable stormwater controls pursuant to Kitsap County Code Title 12. Staff finds the proposal meets special use criteria in Kitsap County Code 17.415.015B and recommends the project approve as conditioned.
Okay, great. Thanks, Ms. Lotz. All right, we'll move on to the applicants at this point. As I said, applicants don't have to say anything, but if they want to, this would be the time. And you'll also get final word once all the other testimony is completed. So are the Vancheers there? Did they want to say anything?
I think actually we might have both Vanessa and Zachary here. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and share permissions for them to talk if they'd like.
All right. And would either of you want to say anything at this point? Like I said, you don't have to. I'll swear you in if you do plan on saying something. And you'll also get final word if something comes up, and just click on the virtual hand at the bottom of your screen if you want to be recognized when we get to that point. So with that, let's move on to public comments at this point. And first, Ms. Walson, is there anyone in the meeting room who may want to say something?
We do not have anyone in person today.
Okay. I'll ask now people attending virtually if you want to say something. Click on the virtual hand at the bottom of your screen. Not seeing any takers there either. All right. Okay. Well, I guess at this point, then I guess I can just go ahead and close the hearing since no further comments were made. And looks like a pretty straightforward approval. I should be able to do that in the next 10 business days. The ADU standards are very specific and they cover any adverse impacts pretty much that could be created by them. So when you meet the standards for an ADU, you pretty much meet the standards for a conditional use permit. So like I said, we'll get that approval out real soon. Thanks all for participating. On this one, let's move on to the next hearing, which is for the Griffies, and that is a permit 23-04397. Exactly the same format as last time, staff first, then applicant, then public, then back to staff, and then back to applicant for final word. And our staff presenter on this one is Ms. Millward. Kate Millward, are you there? Oh, there she is. Okay, all right. And all right, so let me get to the exhibits here, first of all. So this is on page 5 of the staff report. We have 24 exhibits in this one, the floor plans, the application materials, the environmental review, stormwater work, water availability letter, health district application, and the determination that no environmental impact statement is necessary. We have some easements, the geotechnical analysis, determination environmental impact isn't necessary, plan set for the project, soil quality and depth worksheet, stormwater pollution prevention plan, termination of easement, and public comment from Mr. Jim Barnes, as well as the staff presentation hearing side. And does anyone want to see any of these documents or have any objections to their entry in the record? If you do, just click on the virtual hand at the bottom of the screen, or say, wave your hand to Ms. Walson if you're in the hearing room. Hearing seeing no takers, I'll go ahead and admit exhibits 1 through 24. And Ms. Millward, let me swear you in. Just raise your right hand. You swear affirm to tell the truth, nothing but the truth in this proceeding?
Yes.
Okay, great, go ahead.
All right, thank you, good morning. Good morning, Examiner Ulbricht. My name is Kate Millward, and today I'm presenting a request for approval for a conditional use permit for a detached accessory dwelling unit in the rural protection zone. The applicant proposes to construct a 600 square foot detached accessory dwelling unit, and there's a separate permit for a proposed 2,600 square foot primary residence in the system, that is 23-04311. The application was deemed complete on October 11th, 2023. A notice of application was distributed pursuant to Title 21 Land Use and Development Procedures, which provided recipients with the project information and an opportunity for public comment. One public comment was received by the department in favor of the development. Pursuant to WAC 197-11-355, the Department of Community Development used an optional DNS process for this project. The SEPA comment period previously occurred concurrent with the notice of application dated November 20th, 2023. The Department of Community Development issued a determination of non-significance on March 1st, 2023, and the SEPA appeal period expired March 22nd, 2023. No appeals were filed, therefore the SEPA determination is final. And I would like to take this opportunity to point out that in the staff report, there's a typo that says the SEPA appeal period closed on March 22nd, 2024, but it did close on 2023, and that will be corrected in a revised staff report that will be sent to you after this. On the next slide, we have a site aerial, and I also need to point out that the staff report has the wrong aerial in it, and that will be corrected in a revised version that will be sent to you. This is the correct aerial for the site. According to the Kitsap County Assessor, the subject site is 6.28 acres. The property is in North Kitsap in Commissioner District 1. The area photo shows development consistent with the rural protection zone, single family homes and garage structures around it. The proposed ADU is consistent with the properties in the vicinity and the house, the proposed SFR that's going to go on the property as well. On the next slide, we see the zoning map for the area. The site is within the rural protection zone, shown in darker green, the olive color. The properties to the north, east, and south are zoned rural protection, like this. The properties to the west on the other side of Central Valley Road Northwest are zoned rural residential. Zoning setbacks for the parcel are established in KCC 17.420, 50 feet for the front setback at the north, 20 feet for the side setbacks on the east and west, and 20 feet for the rear setback to the south. This proposal meets all the required setbacks. On the critical area map, we can see that there are no critical areas located for this property. It was mapped that there were critical areas within 200 feet, and that's why the geologic report was submitted in order to establish that there was nothing that impacted the development proposed. On the next slide, we see the site plan for the proposal. It shows access from Northwest Old Orchard Way to the north, and both the proposed SFR and the proposed ADU share the same access point. The ADU is circled in yellow there toward the south, simply because it's a little bit difficult to call out on this image, but thank you. On the next, we can see the ADU floor plan. The floor plan confirms the dimensions and the square feet, which is 600 square feet, and this is less than the single family homes proposed floor plan, which is 2,600 square feet. 50% of that would be 1,300 square feet. So we are well, this proposal is well under the allowed square feet. This slide shows elevations of both proposed house and ADU, since there are no photos available for the house yet, since it hasn't been built. We can see that the two are in similar design with similar roof, siding, and window structure. So they demonstrate symmetry in design as part of the and meeting part of the criteria. This water availability letter from the Silverdale Water District confirms water project. And then the proposal is conditioned to follow the requirements of KCC Title 17 zoning, specifically all the requirements for ADUs in KCC 17.415.015. The project will be conditioned for stormwater controls pursuant to KCC Title 12. So going through the list, one, there are no other accessory dwelling units or accessory living quarters on the property. Two, the owner will reside in the primary residence. Three, 50% of the primary residence is 1,300 square feet and the proposed ADU is 600 square feet, which meets the criteria of being not exceeding 50% or 900 square feet, whichever is smaller. Number four, the ADU is proposed to be 95 feet from the primary residence, which puts it within the 150 foot allowance. Number five, the ADU will have a similar appearance of the primary residence. Number six, the ADU meets all required setbacks for the rural protection zone. Number seven, all health standards for water and sewer have been met and approved. Number eight, the proposed ADU is not an RV. And number nine, the ADU will use the existing driveway off Northwest Old Orchard Way. So as conditioned, the department recommends approval by the ADU criteria in 17.415.015. Thank you.
Okay, great, perfect. All right, let's move on to applicants. Again, you don't have to say anything, but if you want to, now's your chance. You also get a opportunity to speak when everyone else is done speaking, if that's your preference. Any takers? You know, if you do, just click on the virtual hand at the bottom of your screen. Let's see. All right, okay, then move on to public comments. Then any members of the public want to say anything at this point? Again, just click on the virtual hand at the bottom of your screen, or if you're in the meeting room, to let Ms. Walston know you want to say something. Not seeing takers there either. All right, not a big surprise. These ADUs are very straightforward, so I'll go ahead, close the hearing, and again, it meets the standard, so it should be fairly straightforward approval, and we'll get that out in the next 10 business days. So thank you all for participating today. We're adjourned. Have a great rest of the day.
Thank you, everyone.